AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The downtown Minneapolis apartment building, the scene of a shooting this evening. Officials say at least one person was killed, six others injured. Police warning the public to stay away. In other news, Ed Donahue reports leading medical groups are urging people to get updated flu and COVID-19 vaccines this fall.
The groups got together to offer recommendations in hopes of lessening confusion after last year's changing advice on vaccinations from the Trump administration. Dr. Sarah Nosal is president of the American Academy of Family Physicians.
Everyone 6 months and older should get their flu shot. Adults 65 years and older should get an enhanced flu vaccine.
COVID-19 shots are starting to arrive.
If you're older than 19, we recommend getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This is especially important for people who are 65 years and older.
American Medical Association President-elect Dr. Sandra Fryhofer says there's been a lot of chaos and confusion around vaccines.
We must restore trust in vaccines. And that begins with reestablishing an evidence-based process and approach.
Common side effects for flu and COVID-19 vaccines are mild and temporary. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Massachusetts, jurors in the Lindsey Clancy trial have gone home without a verdict after a fifth day of deliberations. They've twice told the judge they can't agree on whether Clancy should be held criminally responsible for killing her three young children. Iran targeted U.S. allies across the Persian Gulf today in retaliation for the latest U.S. strikes. President Trump.
We took out all of the new equipment that they tried to build along the Strait of Hormuz, some defensive, some offensive. They were trying to see the ships because they can't see the ships. You know, we're taking out a lot of ships. They can't see it because they have no radar because we blew it up.
Iranian state media say one of the strikes hit a wedding party, killing at least four, including two children. This is AP News. The NBA has come down hard on the Los Angeles Clippers for breaking salary rules. Dave Berry has details.
Five first-round picks and a $30 million fine. That's the Clippers' punishment for circumventing the salary cap when they signed Kawhi Leonard 4 years ago. The NBA cited a pattern of misconduct and multiple significant rules violations by the team, including a previous example of the team skirting the cap. The lost draft picks are from 2029 through 2033. Team owner Steve Ballmer and president of business ops Jillian Zucker are suspended for 1 year. President of basketball ops Lawrence Frank is suspended without pay for 6 months. And Leonard is ordered to pay the league $700,000. I'm Dave Ferry.
In NFL news, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes appears on track to start week one against the Denver Broncos. The two-time MVP underwent knee surgery in December. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.